I think text is one of the simplest little applications you could come across, but it offers a lot of potential in terms of the activities that you could do with your students, and they'll certainly love producing it. What it does is produce a realistic looking screenshot of an iPhone SMS or text message exchange. It's really easy to use. There's no logon required. You simply go to the homepage of ifaketext.com and then you enter an exchange between two people. So it could be a conversation about absolutely anything. And then press a button to generate your text, and that's it. The screenshot is available for you to use in lots of different ways. There's a link, you can download it, or you can embed it onto websites, even better. So the kind of thing that you could use this for, I guess, is if there was something topical in the news, you could have an exchange between two politicians, or two philosophers, or a scientist explaining a particular effect to someone else, or anything at all where two people are going to be involved in dialogue. And of course, because you're limited in terms of screen size, there's only so much information you can fit onto a screen. That exchange and all the dialogue that's within it has got to carry weight. So if you're trying to get students to be concise with an explanation, then this might be a good way to do it. They'll certainly enjoy the format, there's no question about that. But it really gets them thinking. In the same way that if you were doing a Twitter exchange, if you're using Twitter to have a discussion, you're constrained by the 140 characters. Here you're constrained by the screen size. So although you've got a few more characters than on Twitter, you still have to think very carefully about each word that you're using and about what the content must be. So although a simple tool, potentially incredibly powerful. That's iFake Text.